Come listen to a prophet's voice. Temple Blessings by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. I can still remember when my parents took our family to the newly erected Swiss temple, the first in Europe to become a forever family. I was 16 then and the youngest of four children. We knelt together at the altar to be sealed on earth by the power of the priesthood, with a wonderful promise that we could be sealed for eternity. I will never forget this magnificent moment. As a boy, I was quite impressed that we crossed country borders to be sealed as a family. To me, it symbolizes the way temple work crosses worldly boundaries to bring eternal blessings to all the inhabitants of the earth. Inhabitants means people who live in a certain place. The temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are truly built for the benefit of all the world. President George Q. Cannon once said, "Every foundation stone that is laid for a temple, and every temple completed, lessens the power of Satan on the earth and increases the power of God and godliness." As the landscape of the world continues to become beautified with these sacred buildings consecrated to the Lord, it is my prayer that we will do our part in bringing heaven closer to earth by being worthy to hold a temple recommend and using it. As we do so, righteousness will surely increase, not only in our lives and homes, but in our communities and throughout the world. From Temple Blessings, Ensign, August 2010, page 2. Making the World More Beautiful. When a temple is built, it increases God's power on earth and makes the world a more beautiful place. The foundation stone shows some of the beautiful blessings you can receive in the temple. As you live worthily to go to the temple someday, each of these blessings can be yours. Foundation stones, a place of love and beauty. Baptism for people who weren't baptized while they were alive. A marriage that can last forever. Children sealed to parents forever. A place to learn about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And a worthy, obedient life. Getting a temple recommend. When you are 12, you can go to the temple to do baptisms for the dead. Boys need to hold the Aaronic priesthood. 1. Have your parents help you to make an appointment for an interview with your bishop or branch president. 2. Dress in Sunday clothes for your interview. 3. In your interview, your bishop or branch president will ask you about these things: if you keep the word of wisdom and other commandments, if you are honest with others, if you believe in Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the prophets. 4. You don't have to be perfect to get a temple recommend. You just need to do your best to keep Heavenly Father's commandments. 5. Keep your recommend in a safe place and use it as often as you can. End of the article. Come listen to a prophet's voice. Temple Blessings by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency.